Hello there, this is Nick Treadwell. It's Thursday evening. It's about 11:30 in the evening, and I think it's the something like the 20th of the day or something like that, I think. Just checking in with an audio boo. Not feeling very well. Got a slight cold, well, not a slight cold, actually, a full cold. Another one. Yeah, it's about my third this season now. So yeah, it's not feeling too good. I think the lack of sleep hasn't really helped things as well. We didn't have a very good night last night, although it wasn't as bad as the previous night. Marathon, our cat, is still very irritated by the lack of his tail, and his healing wound is giving him some trouble. Can't find a position that's comfortable, except one that appears to be underneath and in our bed, which is a little bit unacceptable, really. So we kept last night we kept sort of throwing him out of the bed, and he kept jumping up, and then that was par for the course, really. I mean, if he starts doing that tonight, I think it's gonna have to be time to move him into his new quarters, which is going to be the porch, because there's nowhere else really that's enclosed enough to actually keep him there and out of our bed. So that's going to be the only option, I'm afraid. So hope that doesn't come to that, but we'll just have to wait and see, really. So yeah, tired and a bit snotty. Yeah, a bit disappointed that I didn't get a chance to go swimming tonight, because I haven't been there since before Christmas, and normally would go sort of every week with a mate of mine, and we haven't gone for some, you know, for various reasons and Christmas and stuff. So just depressed that I actually come down with this cold and I can't go, and I can't go out running really with this cold weather. It's just making it worse. So be confined to the house at the minute for a couple of days and see how it goes. So that's that, really. I wanted to on the old subject of teaching on the subject of parents who come from different countries and stuff like that. I mean, I was speaking to Simon Toon's wife about and Simon as well about how they get around this, the process of educating their children, both German and English. And Yanni was saying that that it's quite hard because, obviously if you're not in that environment when you're where you're around lots of people who speak the German or Russian or whatever, then a child normally sort of just will revert back to English, really. Ira has found out that there's a Russian club in Birmingham, and that on a Saturday morning they hold a sort of a kids kind of little club, like a Russian school kind of thing, just on a like a Saturday morning thing. And so she wants to send Max there when he grows up a little bit more, to get him more involved in the Russian culture, and just, because they will educate them on that. And of course, they've been around Russian people more as well. That would help his language develop and all the rest of it. So, I mean, I haven't got any issue with that, unless, he just doesn't like it or something. Then, I can't see that happening. I think he would probably enjoy it. So that might be an option to look into. I mean, I don't know, where you are, you could find out if there's any kind of German, social things going on, or German club for children and stuff like that. That might be another option that you maybe you've looked at that already. I don't know, but anyway, it's one thing that you might consider. Yeah, so that was that. Yeah, I haven't done anything really in the last couple of days. Just wanted to mention the Human Planet Pro. I mean, after since Christmas, really. I mean, and over Christmas, really, there hasn't been a lot of really good TV on per se, really, that I would find really interesting. Apart from a few things like the Bruce Parry Arctic program, and what else? A few other things as well, but not really anything really, really good. I missed the first episode of Human Planet last week, but caught up with it tonight and watched it, and very, very impressed by it. This is something, of course, that the Beeb does absolutely very, very well indeed, and it didn't disappoint. And it's both entertaining and educational at the same time, and stunning to watch as well if you watch it in HD. So, I wanted to say that, anyone out there who hasn't caught it yet should give it a go, and also should check out the accompanying BBC Radio 3 program to go with it, which is called Music Planet. And being someone that loves to listen to music from all over the world, I listened to it tonight and found it absolutely brilliant. It's presented by regular world music presenter on BBC Radio 3, Lucy Durrant, and legendary broadcaster Andy Kershaw, who has been away from the radio for a few years now because of personal issues and stuff. And I'm really glad to see that he's actually made it back on to, the medium that he really belong. He belongs there, and basically, he's got such a wide appreciation and knowledge of all kinds of music from all different cultures all over the world that, really, it was only him that could like present a program like that. So I'm really glad to see that he's involved with it and back on the radio as well, because really, really missed his programs over the last few years or so. I think of him as a bit of an old school kind of DJ, in with who stands beside people like Bob Harris and John Peel and stuff like that, and so it's good to see him back doing his thing, really. And really highly recommend the series of on Radio Free, Music Planet. There's two on iPlayer at the minute. There was a new episode tonight to go with the TV series, and I think there's another six episodes to come as well in it. So looking forward to listening to those as well. Token cough. I don't think there's much else really to say, really. That's about it for now. So I'm going to sign off now, and speak to you soon. Cheerio.